Blog Talk Radio.
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is the Mr. Media Interview, sponsored by 1-800-DIALDJs.com and recorded live on blogtalkradio.com from the new media and home shopping network, capital of the world, St. Petersburg, Florida. When I hear the words naughty and kitchen used in the same sentence, I'm reminded of a scene in the Bill Murray movie, Stripes, where he lifts PJ Souls up on a kitchen counter and flirts with her using a common, although somewhat oversized, kitchen utensil. Now, somehow, I'm guessing that's not exactly what's in store when The Naughty Kitchen with Chef Blythe Beck debuts on Oxygen tonight, Tuesday, September 22nd at 10 p.m. Here's a preview of the show.
When you eat my food, you're not being bad. You're just being a little bit naughty.
Every Tuesday, Oxygen serves up their most delicious So New reality series yet, The Naughty Kitchen with Chef Blythe Beck.
My sexy new American cuisine is made with beer and bacon, lots of love.
The chef is spicy.
That's a personal conversation.
Don't have it on my foot.
Her staff is saucy.
I bring the noise and the fun when I come here on Friday.
We caught him sleeping in a closet one day.
And the kitchen is about to go up in flames.
The hardest part about my job is just life.
No. I don't want you rubbing on my meat.
She knows the right buttons to push to bust my balls.
This is a cry-free zone, sucker.
In the cutthroat world of celebrity kitchens, can this chef smoke the competition, or will she get totally burned?
Are they going to accept the naughty? We have been reviewed. Oh, my God. I always wanted to be an executive chef before I turned 30.
Blythe is a very young chef with a big task ahead of her.
And that's a recipe for drama.
How can you mess up your job? It's so easy.
You all right?
She just ripped me a new one.
You can lose your job.
But through it all, they keep a healthy appetite for fun.
This is the closest I've been to sex in weeks.
From the producers of Ace of Cakes comes the So New series, The Naughty Kitchen with Chef Blythe Beck. So new, every Tuesday at 10, 9 central, only on Oxygen. Live out loud!
Chef Beck runs a popular Dallas restaurant, Central 214, where the staff is frisky, think Hooters, but the food is much more ambitious, think Rocco Dispirito. The chef is at the center of the action. It's more of a documentary series than a contest such as Hell's Kitchen or Top Chef. Chef Beck?
Yes, hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you? Thanks for the intro.
You're welcome. Congratulations on the launch of the series.
Thank you. I'm so excited to watch it tonight on Oxygen.
Now, don't hold back. Give us a little energy.
Well, I'm fired up today. I mean, I have a show about to debut on the best network ever. How can you not be fired up?
It sounds good. How did it come about? Where did they find you?
A producer found me in the restaurant that I worked at before. Like, I was being ugly one day, and I didn't want to meet anybody. And he came in, and he was like, I talked to him, and he was like, oh, my God, has anyone ever told you you should be on TV? And I was like, yeah, whatever. And then, damn if he didn't show up 2 months later with the crew, and we shot a sizzle reel, and then it ended up on the best network ever.
So you're excited.
I'm on a mission for total world culinary domination. So this show is just one more step on that goal.
Excellent. Now, tell us, what kind of food do you serve at Central 214?
I call my food sexy new American, like food you ate growing up, but I make it naughty. It's food that you recognize, it's comforting, it's just very easy to use, no dictionaries needed. It's just good old comfort food.
Tell me about, I was reading some of these signature dishes, shrimp and cayenne deviled eggs.
Yeah, you like that, don't you? A little spicy, a little sweet. It's delicious.
Herb stuffed pork chops with apple, sweet potato, hash, mustard sauce. I can't even say that in one breath.
You should. You should just take it all in and enjoy the naughty. In fact, you should just come see me and let me cook for you.
Okay. I'm sold on that. Where did you get the get the skills and the tools to kind of mash all this up the way you do?
Well, I learned from an amazing teacher. Chef Dean Fearing was amazing to me. I learned all my cooking from him and my mom. She's a great cook. And then I just worked hard and made my way up through the lines. And, you know, I had a vision, and I'm on a mission, and that's what keeps me going.
And what is it that you think they saw in you that makes you write for TV? I have my suspicions, but I'm curious.
They were incredibly brilliant. I don't know. They saw something in me, and they thought that we could make a great show, and I think we have. I know we have. I haven't seen it yet, but I think it's going to be amazing.
Now, did you already have this restaurant, or did you cast the restaurant and the people on it, or were they employees?
Oh, sir, nothing's been cast. No, sir. It's all real. Nothing's been cast. Nothing's been faked. No. I took over Central 214 in January of this year, and the show was already like, I mean, I had obviously been talking to Oxygen and things like that. No, the show's real. The people are real. The staff works there. I mean, some of them might lose their jobs, but but that's because they suck. But no, like, it's all real.
Now, I remember Rocco's show, the restaurant, and
I remember that show.
They did fast forward, and it was very exciting for a while. And then it seemed like, I don't know, maybe he lost a little interest, but it seemed like those people were cast on that show, that they weren't already working for him, a lot of them.
Well, I don't know, because I wasn't on that show, so
yeah.
I don't really know. But I can't do anything that's fake. Like, it has to be real. You can't – the kind of relationships that I've developed with these people are real and genuine, and I really want to respect that, because they took a lot on taking me on. You know, they had no chef for a long time. They had nothing really going on. So I have to give the love kind of back to them, and I really kind of want to honor those relationships. So I don't know about that show, but I know about mine.
Okay. And what do we need to know about the concept and the cast as we watch it for the first time tonight?
You need to know that it's real, that you're going to see days that there's really good days and there's some really bad days. And that, you know, I just want everybody to be along for the ride. Like, it's there's ups and downs, and it's what happens in everybody's life. There's just a camera on my face when it happens. So I just want people to be along for the ride, and, you know, I'm ready for them to get naughty.
And which of your cast members, your employees, should we really, you know, be alert to tonight and keep an eye out for?
Well, you should probably pray for my sous chef, because he has to deal with me the most. So you're probably going to feel the worst for him. He's awesome. My sous chef, Eric, he's pretty great. He's the one I heart.
Mm.
And then I also have my sweet, sweet mansicle, Calvin. There's a beautiful waiter that works for me, and he's just dreamy.
All right. And finally, what is it that puts the naughty in the naughty kitchen?
Well, me. I'm the naughty chef, and it's like my food is naughty because I put butter and beer and bacon fat in there, and then it's like I talk to it and I love on it, but then it's like the naughty kitchen where you show up and we heart you just the way you are because you're great, and then there might be some naughty language in there.
I see. All right. Well, folks, the Naughty Kitchen with Chef Blythe Beck debuts on Oxygen tonight, Tuesday.
Hey!
Hey, September 22nd at 10 p.m. And for an online taste of the Naughty Kitchen, you can check out the show's website, which is naughty-kitchen.oxygen.com.
Plus, and everyone can find me on Facebook and Twitter, too. Come along. Be part of the Naughty Army.
There you go. Chef Beck, thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today, and good luck.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you.
My pleasure. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. And, folks, for more food interviews, surf over to our main website, www.mrmedia.com. That's where you can listen to my earlier conversations with the editors of Cooking Light and Eats.com, as well as New Orleans chef John Besh, top chef judge and Food and Wine magazine editor Gail Simmons, and many contestants from Hell's Kitchen. And please think about writing an online review of Mr. Media, casting a vote for Mr. Media, or marking Mr. Media as one of your favorites, whether you listen on Blog Talk Radio, TrueSlant, Pointer Online, Digital Journal, Vox, MediaFly, Podfeed.net, Blueberry, Zencast, Zimbio, Current, or Odeo. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes, and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. Or subscribe to Mr. Media's blog on the Amazon Kindle Reader. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. That's A-N-D-E-L-M-A-N. You can also follow me on Facebook or on Twitter, www.twitter.com/andelman. Thanks so much for joining us today. Always appreciate when you give a piece of your day and come spend it with us. Thanks for listening, everybody.